Yo, everybody, what is up? Welcome to Stoner Zone, or the Stoner Zone. Not really official yet. This is my first one. Sorry, there's a car passing. Oh, hey. What, you know what's even better than a car passing? Two cars passing. Okay, guys. Yep. Okay, oh my gosh, and another one. Okay, but before this one passes, maybe I can say something. No, I can't, because I just wasted all that time saying something. Okay. What an intro. What is up, everybody? My name is Tanner. Welcome to the Stoner Zone. I'm not really sure what I'm going to be doing here, but I'm just going to be broadcasting, you know, just talking about stuff, talking about topics while I'm stoned. That seems like a pretty good idea to me. A little bit about myself. I'm 19. Well, I turn 19 next month, and I mean, I like motorcycles. I like getting stoned. I'm going to buy a motorcycle, and the podcast might be interesting. I don't know. We'll work that out once I get it, if I get this one that I'm looking at. So there's a lot of cars right now. Sorry about that. It won't be busy here in a second, because I'm going to take a shortcut, motherfuckers. Okay, can I cross the street? Please don't kill me or run me over or snipe me or land a helicopter on the street while I'm walking across it, because that would be very unfortunate for everybody. Okay, so yeah, I'm just walking down my neighborhood. It's about 10 o'clock p.m. and let's see, you know, I don't really think of a topic first and start walking. I actually do the opposite. I start walking and I think of something to talk about. And this is my first one, so this should be interesting. So I'm looking around. Not much to talk about. There's baseball fields in front of me. Many, many stories I have with these baseball fields. That sounds really weird. Nothing in a weird way. It's just like I've lived in this neighborhood for like a good 6 or 7 years. And me and my best friends used to come and hang out all the time here. That was so fun. I actually started... Oh, hey, whoa, someone's clapping. Wait, is this actually broadcasting? Or is this just like... you know, whatchamacallit, like a recording? Because that kind of spooked me. Anyways, thanks for the clap, whoever that was. yeah, so man, these baseball fields... I remember I started my own vlog here. Like... Man, that was 2 or 3 years ago. I was like a skater, like a little skater boy. I said, see you later. No, I'm just kidding. And like me and my friends always used to skate, make skate videos in these baseball fields. We used to make a lot of funny videos. We were always trying to be comedians for some reason. Like we were very athletic. Thank you for the claps. I appreciate it. We were all like really just really fucking athletic, and we loved being really funny. So we would go out and like do pranks, but this was like really before everyone went to YouTube for pranks, but it was around the same time it was about to be discovered. It was just right before it. So, if we caught that wave, we might've been famous. Not really, but I don't know. I can dream, right? So yeah. Okay. I'm gonna drink this because I've like cotton mouth so much. It's like some, I don't want to lose my man card when I say this, okay? It was just literally in my fridge, and I was high, and I was like, you know what, that looks really good. And it's just a Starbucks Frappuccino. Ooh, yeah. So I'm gonna drink that because I have cotton mouth. I'm trying to think where else to go, because I'm right in the middle of the baseball fields right now. Let's see. More stories. Oh, okay. Oh man, I wish you could like show a video here. Oh man, that'd be cool. I remember, okay, this is like a bathroom. That's why you're gonna hear it echo. Oh my gosh, the stories. Okay, for example, there's this faucet right here, right? And like, you can turn it on. So like, you hear me turn on. Like, you know, that's faucet. Right? I remember one time probably shouldn't say this on podcast, but like me and my friends were really thirsty, and you know, we didn't want to go inside, you know, because we were like, oh man, I just want to stay outside all day, because you know, that was like the high school thing to do whenever you were out of school. So we tried to get water here one time, and it tasted kind of okay, you know. It was just like really kind of salty water, not like, I don't know, I can't really explain it. It was just like a weird, odd taste of water. And then one of our friends was skating out in the front, and like he was like, oh hey, record me do this, like record me doing this trick, and we're like, oh okay, yeah sure. So we all went to go record him, and then we got sidetracked, and then we went to the skate park for a little bit, and then when we came back, well, like on the way home, we passed the baseball fields again, and we saw that the faucet was still on, and we were like, oh fuck, like it was so flooded. Like, I was scared. I was like, oh, shit. But, like, it was, there was no baseball game that day. So, we were just like, I mean, I think someone's going to get paid to fix that. And it's not going to be us. So, why would we try, right? So, we just kind of left. Yep. That's a fun fact. Oh, man. Oh, other interesting news. I used to eat, like, you know, every time we went to, like, some steakhouses or, like, anywhere, really. Like, I was always down to eat, like, what the fuck ever, like, whatever. And, you know, and every time I heard people say, like, they're vegan, I'm like, oh, how? Like, not that I have anything against vegans. I was just, at the time, I was just like, I don't know how you can do that. Like, everything tastes so good, right? I was still in shape. I wasn't, like, some fat-ass kid who just loved eating everything. But, you know, I loved eating everything, but I was also in shape. And just the thought of veganism was really weird for me. I wasn't really fond of it. But that was a weird fucking noise. I just heard, like, a bird go, wah! Like, way behind me. And so, oh shoot, oh, I thought something fell out of my pocket. It spooked me, it done spooked me. So veganism. Okay, so I'm getting so sidetracked, I'm really stoned right now. I think you guys can understand the struggle. You know, let me hear a round of applause if you guys know the struggle. Okay, but, so, veganism, I was like, nah, not for me, okay? But now, like, I've been doing a lot of research. I'm actually going vegan, and that's going to take place tomorrow. Well, tomorrow is really my last day. I'm getting spooked because someone's walking in front of me. I don't like it. I'm getting really spooked, and I'm turning around because that's kind of weird, and I don't really like that. And this car's going really slow. I'm just really paranoid. I'm like so fucking stoned right now. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. And so yeah, tomorrow's my last day to. Well, that was a weird noise too. Tomorrow's my last day to like actually eat whatever I want before I go vegan. But I still think tomorrow I'm just gonna eat mostly vegan foods. Like, because why not? So that's going to be exciting. I actually just had a vegan dinner, too. I don't know why I said it like that. It's not a vegan dinner. It's just, like, I didn't have any meat or dairy products. Yeah, but it was pretty good. And I can't wait to get into shape because I'm going to do that. I'm going to get into really good shape. And it's just going to be so fun. It's going to be a fun experience. Can't wait to share with you guys. That's gonna wrap it up for this one. This is more of just like a kind of introduction, get a feel for what I'm gonna be doing type broadcast. So thank you guys for listening, and be sure to tune in because I will be doing these very frequently. Okay guys, see you later.